From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. We all have an image of what happens when a person gets shot. At least, we've seen it on TV. The EMTs show up, triage the situation, maybe dress the wounds, make sure the victim is stable, put them on a stretcher, and load them into the ambulance.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. You're going to feel a big stick in your arm, okay? Don't move.
It certainly makes for compelling television. Except in Philadelphia, that's not always the way it goes down. It turns out Philadelphia is the only large city in the country that regularly uses a practice called scoop and run. It allows police who show up first on a scene the discretion to literally scoop up a gunshot victim and take them directly to an emergency room. Doctors say the precious seconds saved during scoop and run can be the difference between life and death. So why don't more cities do it? Today, running early. Elizabeth Van Brocklin is a reporter with The Trace, a journalism project that focuses on gun violence. She looked into Philadelphia's scoop and run practice and did her story in collaboration with NBC 10. Tell me what happened to Ian Hurst Hermans.
So in 2010, Ian was 20 years old, college student at Temple.
Started out as a pretty normal Saturday night. You know, we hopped around from house to house, all friends, kind of just, having a few drinks.
And sort of an argument broke out at the party.
We go to leave and there's kind of a crowd at the front door. And we hear some chatter and they say, no one go out front. There's a guy walking around with a gun out front. And he just reached into his jacket and pulls out a gun and just points and shoots one time. When I first started bleeding really bad, it was like shooting kind of like good 3 or 4 feet, like a hose, like out of my chest. And I just knew, I was like, this can't be good, losing this amount of blood.
And within what he says is seconds, a cop car pulled up, two cops jumped out.
And they look at each other and just seem to make kind of a decision between each other.
Lifted him into the back and started driving very fast.
We just took off.
To Temple University Hospital.
I can't say for a fact, but I just had this really strong urge that I can't fall asleep right now. If I fall asleep, I'm done.
So police did not wait for an ambulance or an EMT to come and pick him up. They took him straight there.
Yeah, these two partners, they put him in the back of his car and raced to the hospital.
Right before we get to Temple Hospital, an ambulance passes us, going the opposite way. And the officer says something to me along the lines of that was your ride right there. I had the surgeon tell me that I had about, one, maybe two more minutes to get to the hospital before I would have bled out. They saved my life, straight up.
The bullet had hit a major artery kind of near his shoulder. Doctors would later tell him that he had about a minute left, basically, when he arrived at the hospital. So doctors performed emergency surgery on him, and he survived.
And so what police did is this practice that's known as scoop and run. And the idea here is they may have limited time to get medical attention. We're not going to wait for an ambulance to show up. We're just going to get them to the closest trauma center.
That's right. Doctors say that for this kind of injury, gunshot wound or a stab wound, really the most important thing is getting to a trauma center as quickly as possible.
This audio was captured by a police body camera during a scoop and run operation.
Whether it's the cops that get there or ambulance that gets there, the understanding in Philly is that whoever is there first will take that patient.
So how common is this practice?
Philadelphia is actually the only big city that does this We reached out to more than a dozen other major cities around the country that also have high rates of homicide, Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, and asked them, do you guys ever do Scoop and Run? And if not, why not? Pretty much across the board, they all said this would be reserved for very rare, exceptional circumstances. Whereas in Philly, you have this happening on average almost every day. Last year, about a third of shooting victims arrived at a hospital in the back of a police vehicle. And it's actually becoming more common. In the last 10 years, the number of police transports for gunshot victims has doubled. So about 10 years ago, it was a little over 200 a year, and last year it was more than 400.
So how did this practice start, as far as you can tell?
In talking to, you know, different cops and law enforcement, they couldn't really trace it back to a specific incident or even year. They've just been doing this for as long as most of them can remember, as far back as the 80s. And I also talked to a former emergency medicine physician. He was a medical student, actually, in the early 70s, and he remembers working around the emergency room and seeing patients come in. They had been thrown on stretchers and put in the back of police wagons and arrived to the hospital that way. In 1996, a formal policy went into effect, and as it reads today, it basically says, if police come across a penetrating trauma patient, meaning somebody with a gunshot or a stabbing wound, they should not wait for EMS. They should take them directly to the nearest trauma center.
What do police think of this policy?
Philadelphia police embrace this.
We don't join the police department to watch people die.
Law enforcement officials that we spoke with, including Stephen Clark of the 24th District, he's a captain, said that their job in the city is to save lives, and Scoop and Run is a huge part of that responsibility for them.
What about the community? Do they embrace this policy?
There hasn't been a broad survey done about how the community feels about Scoop and Run, or even to what extent they understand it and know that it's happening. But I think you have people who have personally experienced this firsthand, like Ian. He was so grateful to the cops that took him to the hospital. He actually got their last names tattooed on his body.
That's really high praise.
Yeah, he said,
they're my guys, man. They're my heroes. And I just, this way, at least a little bit, I can take them with me where I am.
I think that is perhaps an extreme example, because a lot of gun violence happens in communities where relationships with police are probably pretty complicated.
Is there any research into how well this policy works?
There are a few studies that have been done looking at types of transport in Philadelphia. Basically, they compared mortality rates of patients who arrived by police vehicle versus those who arrived by EMS. And what they found is basically there weren't significant differences in those survival rates.
I'm very positive about the Scoop and Run practice here in Philadelphia.
Dr. Jeremy Cannon is Associate Professor of Surgery at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania.
I think it gets patients quickly to the definitive treatment that they need.
To be fair, these studies, they're not randomized trials. They don't include transport time or time on scene, which are pretty crucial variables. But the takeaway for a lot of doctors is that this practice is safe and in some cases might be more beneficial for certain gunshot patients than being taken by an ambulance.
How are police able to evaluate whether somebody who's shot needs to be transported to a hospital right away?
The way one doctor put it to me is you can kind of think of gunshot victims in three different categories. There are the ones that are going to die no matter what, the ones who will probably live no matter what, and then there's this group in the middle where it is extremely crucial for them to get to a trauma center as soon as possible, and they can kind of swing either way. But in the field, it's really tough to gauge that, and I don't get the sense that Philadelphia police are expected to triage victims in the field. They just err on the side of taking them unless EMS is there or pretty much right around the corner.
So I guess the question is, why don't other cities do it?
The most common answer that we heard was that EMTs or paramedics are more highly trained to deal with medical injuries, which is true. But there's so many factors that go into like a city's EMS infrastructure. Some of the reasons why this works so well in Philadelphia is it has 5 level 1 trauma centers all really close together. So wherever you're shot, you're going to be pretty close to a trauma center. It has this medical community that has researched this and is in support of it. And it also has this long-standing culture among police. So you have all these factors that kind of contribute to it flourishing in Philadelphia. And in Camden, a few years ago, they decided to try it. The chief of police, Scott Thompson, looked up to Philly as a department, I think, and wanted to try this out to sort of improve credibility among residents.
When we say that your life matters and we're willing to employ this type of policy, it really resonates within the community.
And so they've been doing it for the past few years, and according to him, it's working well. So it can work, I think, in other cities.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
That's it for the show. The Why is produced by me and Annette John Hall. We had help from intern Kelsey Hansen, and special thanks to Alex Stern for production help this week. Engineering help from Mike Villers and Al Banks. Eugene Son is WHYY's news director, and Katie Colinari is assistant news director. Sandra Clark is Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue, and John Musoni is Assistant Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue. Our theme was composed by Ish Quintero. You can follow us on Twitter at Shai Ben Yaakov and at Annette JH. Subscribe to the podcast and please leave us a review. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov. We'll be back Monday.